Welcome to What the Tech, brought to you by ProServe IT. I'm your host, Catherine Kwan, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We're going to continue our journey into the realm of artificial intelligence as part of our AI Your Copilot series. In this episode, we'll discover the amazing features of Copilot, ChatGPT's bigger sister. From its creative teamwork functions to its smooth capability with different platforms, we'll examine how Copilot is transforming the way we work, communicate, and collaborate.
Welcome to Copilot, ChatGPT's bigger sister, safe and secure way of using generative AI. In this session, we'll have a look at Copilot and discuss the endless possibilities that it offers. As Betty mentioned, my name is Catherine Kwan, and I am on the marketing team here at ProServe IT. And as we're all here today to learn more about AI and Copilot, I wanted to kick off the session by introducing a little bit more about myself and how I use AI. So I have a passion for creativity, and I've been using AI tools to help with my creative processes during my work. AI has been very helpful with feeding my inspiration and sparking new ideas that I can build off. Some AI tools that I've tried in the past and still are currently using to help with my creativity and productivity at work are Jasper, HubSpot, Canva, Adobe Creative Cloud, such as in Photoshop and in Illustrator, Microsoft Designer, Bing Image Creator, and even ChatGPT. ChatGPT, I'm sure majority of us know, but if not, in simple terms, ChatGPT is like a smart chatbot. It can answer your questions, help you with tasks, and even create things like stories or poems. It's trained to understand and generate text in a conversational way, and it's like having a conversation with a very knowledgeable friend. But even though your friend is quite knowledgeable, have you ever wondered about if they will protect your whole entire conversation? Or is there a potential risk that they might leak private information to someone about what you just discussed? Now, we know that users are very excited about using AI-powered chat to be creative and productive, but companies have data leakage and privacy concerns. Recent surveys have shown that 92% of technical professionals and business decision makers have also already tried AI tool or even a service, and that's the majority of employees. But AI chat through public web services doesn't offer commercial data protection, and that means that employees using AI-powered chat, such as ChatGPT, are putting corporate data at risk. As a result, you may have even heard in the news that some organizations are discouraging employees from using AI tools. And this is where Copilot comes in, formerly known as Bing Chat Enterprise. We're going to watch a quick short video on Microsoft Copilot. As you saw in the video, you can co-create, co-edit, co-develop, co-author, and collaborate, and so much more with Copilot. Copilot protects your user and business data, and it's very similar to ChatGPT and trained by OpenAI. The key difference is that this AI-powered web chat has commercial data protection, which means your data does not leak outside of your organization. Your chat data is also not saved, and the prompts and responses throughout the chat are also discarded. No one at Microsoft has eyes on access to what is being processed. And lastly, the chat data is not being used to train the underlying large language model used by AI. With Copilot, there are endless possibilities, and here are just some of the things that it can do. So it can get summaries, it can create images, and it can improve something you've already written, and so much more. These are just a few of the ways of what Copilot can do for you. We are going to jump into a demo, and I just want to show exactly how Copilot works and how you can access it. So right now we are using Microsoft Edge to access Copilot, and there are multiple ways that you can do this. If you type in bing.com/chat, you will see you can access Copilot right here. Another way is also copilot.microsoft.com. So if you search that up, there's another way to access Copilot. Again, also in bing.com, if you just search that up, you'll see Copilot icon right here, which you can click. And you can also see this chat in the nav bar, and that's something you can click as well. right away, what you can do is type right in the search bar to also access Copilot. Another option you have is this icon right here, and that will bring you right into Copilot with the Edge sidebar. So again, right here, that is also where you can access Copilot right alongside you while you're in the web. So we're going to take a look at Copilot, and I want to just go over a couple features that you see when you're here with the user interface. The most important thing that I want to show is you will see this green text here that says your personal and company data are protected in this chat. And you will also see a shield here that says the same thing. Now, the reason why that you're seeing this in Copilot is because if you can see, I'm signed in to my Microsoft Entra ID account or my work account. So this is why we can confirm that our personal and company data are protected in this chat. Another thing I want to mention is a conversation style. So we have your more creative, you have a more balanced, which is recommended for everyday, just informed chats, and you also have more precise chat. I see a question in the chat. Does this mean that just by the fact that we are logged in to our 365 account on Edge, our everything is already protected? That's a good question. We just need to make sure that it's also an organization ID as well. Then we would know that everything with your organization is protected. So even though it could be a Microsoft email, it might not be actually tied to an organization. So that is one thing you do want to check for sure. Another thing I want to mention in here is you will see there's also ready preset prompts for you. You also have this button, which has the conversation that goes, and let's say you're using Copilot, you want to start a new one, you would click new topic. Another thing is also in that I want to show in the Edge bar is that you do have this chat, but you also have something here called Compose, and I will be going into deeper detail here. So we're going to go ahead and ask Copilot something, and we're going to make it the conversation more creative. So let's just say we are building a website, and what are three key I need to consider when creating a new website. So here's my first prompt, and we're going to ask Copilot, what are the three elements I need to consider when creating a new website? This little button here, that's where you would click submit. And if you can also see this number right here, that is just the amount of characters you can have within a prompt. So there's 4,000 characters that you can use. There's also a microphone here. So if you want to just speak to Copilot, you can use that. And this button right here is adding an image in case you want to give Copilot another resource to take a look at. So we're going to submit. And now Copilot's just thinking. And here you go. It's going to give me answers to the questions. So here are the key elements that Copilot has pulled from the web. What you can see with the first response that it's given me is the three key points that it's been searching from Bing. You also see there are reference numbers here as well, and you can check your sources here where it's getting that information from, and which you can just go and click here as well. Another thing you'll see is one of 30 responses. That just means that this is the first response that it's giving me within this chat. So we have 30 kind of prompts that you can use with Copilot. Another thing I do want to mention is I know we're right now in the chat. If you go to the search, you will see that this is the same thing that I just searched within the chat in Copilot. And if you click Copilot again, it'll bring you straight back to the chat, and the answer is still also here. Now, let's ask Copilot another question. And let's say, create a checklist on what I need to do to get started. If you notice, I didn't mention creating a website because Copilot knows that we're already talking about creating a website. And now, as you can see, it's creating a checklist for me. Louise, I see you have a question that you don't see Copilot logo on the top right of my work browser, but I have it on my personal profile. Is there another way to access the compose feature. It also depends on which browser you're using. So again, I'm also in the Edge browser, so potentially that could be why. Hopefully that helps, and maybe you're using Edge for both. I'm actually not too sure then. I'll have to get back to you on that question, but I'll look into it. Going back to the demo, as you can see, Copilot did give a list, a checklist here of what I asked it to do with our website project that we're creating. So it's just something that you can, another thing that you can do with Copilot, and you can always tweak this as you go. Again, it's just giving you suggestions what it's pulling from the web. The next thing I will like to show is Copilot in the Edge bar. So what we're going to do is, let's say you have a heavy PDF. So here is a PDF right here. We're going to ask Copilot in the Edge sidebar to summarize this PDF and give me three ways to be responsible with AI at work. So something Copilot can also do is it can recognize what you're looking at. As you can see, it says searching your page for information. So it's looking at what we're looking at on this tab right now. And here you go. It's now giving me a summary of the PDF. So we don't have to go and read 29 pages. So here's a quick summary. And then I also asked to give me three ways to be responsible with AI at work. So now it's giving me those three ways that it can take. Tom has a question. Does Copilot have a bias for Microsoft products? That's a good question. It also, it works best definitely with Microsoft products, but I also am using a Mac right now. So it does work well with Mac. And, but if you can see, I think you get a better experience with Edge, for example, that we're using right now than versus Chrome, because in Chrome, you also won't have this Edge sidebar. I see. Meaning in its responses, will it suggest Microsoft over? That is a good question. Maybe we can test that later after I finish the demo. Because really, it's about trying with your prompts as well, right? We don't know what it's going to spit out, but it's also the type of words that you're using when you're asking Copilot these your questions or asking it for what to do. Okay. So that is a quick summary of what it can also do with a PDF on the file. We also have prompts right here, because as it knows what I just asked it, it will generate a couple prompts to think of what we can do next and what it's thinking that I might ask. So that's something you can also click here. Another thing I do want to show is, let's start a new chat and let's say this is a blog right now and we want to make a social media post. So we can ask Copilot, create a social media post promoting this blog, and let's include hashtags. So again, I just want to show that Copilot does search your page information and what is on right now. So that is very handy. I see there are a lot of questions in the chat. Once I conclude our demo, I will go through all of them, because I know this is very something that's in real time, and I will get to all your questions the best that I can. Okay. So as you see, we have the social media post promoting this blog, right? Here it is. It even included hashtags. And maybe let's say this is too long. We can also say, can you condense it? So that's another thing that we can do with Copilot, right? You take your answers. You can take its answers and then still customize it. And as you can see, it did condense the social media post just a bit. Last thing I want to show with Copilot is the compose tab here. So the prompt that I'm going to ask it is draft an event invite for a virtual conference, which is all the conference that you are in right now, called hashtag empower. So this, and then I'm just going to give it a bit more detail. So because what we're going to do is we're going to draft an email template. This is a complimentary event, and the theme is about our team, Microsoft Copilot. It's happening on January 31st. Okay, so there's my prompt. I let's see what Copilot can do. Again, you have your tone, so you can suggest the tone that we want it to spit out as. We also have the format. So let's say we wanted a paragraph, a LinkedIn post, summary, report, bullet points, email. And then you can also adjust the length. So short, medium, long. For this case, we're going to keep it medium and let's generate the draft. As you can see, it's now generating an email. Dear colleague, we are delighted to invite you and join us for a virtual conference. You have the title here. It gave times, even though I didn't give times. I don't know what happened. Let's try that again. Okay. Here's another draft that it's just spitting out for us again, which is not too bad. It did give the information that I told it. I didn't give everything. But let's say if you go add to site, you will now be able to edit it, right? Because maybe this timing it gave me was wrong. So let's change that. So that is something you can also do with the compose tab. And here you have some prompts here too. Maybe we got the date wrong. So yeah. Okay. That is it for my demo. I will get to questions. I didn't forget. But I just want everyone to understand the different AI options with Copilot, because I know it can be confusing with name changes. Because again, what I just showed you was called Bing Chat Enterprise, but now it's called Copilot. But we also have Copilot Pro, and we also have Copilot for Microsoft 365. So you've seen what I showed you in the demo, the capabilities of Copilot, but now we're going to compare. Microsoft Copilot, which is what I was showing you today, that is your free AI assistant that can help you with various tasks, such as answering your questions, searching for web, generating content, creating images, and more. So you can access it from your browser. And again, I would suggest Edge, because that would give you the best experience. You have Copilot Pro, which was just launched not that long ago, within this early of this month. And that is the premium version of Copilot that costs $20 per month. But just to reiterate, Copilot Pro, that offers just a faster performance and priority access to the latest AI models, especially during peak times. You can use Copilot Pro in selected Microsoft 365 apps such as Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook. But you also need a Microsoft, only see the corner. Hopefully that helps. Okay. Like I said, Copilot Pro, you need the personal or family subscription. Additionally, you get faster AI image creation with Designer, and soon you'll be able to create your own custom Copilot GPTs and Copilot Builder. Now, the other bucket is different for organizations, and that will give you the best experience for organizations and take it to a whole new level. So that gives you the same benefits of Copilot Pro, plus more features and integrations for Microsoft 365 business and enterprise plans. You can use Copilot for Microsoft 365 to collaborate with your colleagues and automate workflows, but it also doesn't stop there, right? Jamie touched on it on our last session, but Copilot is also built on Microsoft's comprehensive approach in enterprise-grade security, privacy, identity, and compliance, and responsible AI. So you know it's enterprise-ready. So that means that Copilot inherits your existing Microsoft 365 security, privacy, and identity, and compliance policies. So your data is logically isolated and protected with your Microsoft 365 tenant, and always within your control at the tenant level. So Copilot respects your individual and group permissions policies. We hope you're excited to use Copilot and the possibilities it offers in your organization, and I hope you start taking flight with Copilot. Thank you.
We've reached the end of today's episode of What the Tech. We explored the amazing possibilities of Copilot and how it can boost productivity and innovation. Next time, we'll give you a sneak peek at how to get ready to fully harness your data with Copilot for Power BI. Until then, keep learning and discovering the constantly changing world of technology. This is your host, Catherine Kwan, saying goodbye.